ध्यायामो धवलावगुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्. We are discussing Narada Bhakti Sutra, the second chapter of Narada Bhakti Sutra. So we discussed till the fifth sutra. Some people say tasyaha jnanam eva sadhanam ityeke. Some people say jnanam is the sadhanam. Jnanam is the means for bhakti. Anyonyashrayatvam ityanye. Others say that it is, or jnanam and bhakti both are mutually dependent. So Narada said that bhakti alone, so there is bhakti alone is enough. There is no need of jnanam or any other path in bhakti. So Narada ends this discussion saying swalam swayam phalarupata iti brahma kumarah. Brahma kumara, or Narada says that swayam phalarupata, bhakti swayam phalarupam, that means it itself gives fruit, it doesn't need anything at all. So this is where we can find that we already know, like in the first chapter we dealt as to what bhakti is. So we figured out like sātu asmin parama prema rūpam amrita swarūpam dan yajñātva maddho bhavati yat prāpyana kinchid vānchati. So all those clearly point out that what Narada terms as bhakti is the same as jnānam, what Shankara and Vedanta calls as jnānam. Of course sadhana for bhakti may be different from sadhana in jnana. A bhakta will try to do more of bhakti or bhajanam, japam, etc. activities. A jnani will do more of scriptural sadhana. So with sadhana, from sadhana perspective, there are many paths, but the goal is one. So Narada, he is here talking about bhakti as the goal bhakti. And that bhakti in itself is enough. So goal bhakti automatically has jnanam. So tatrapina mahatmya jnana vismrati apavadaha. So Narada said that there is no scope for forgetting the nature or mahatmyam, which means jnanam. So jnanam and bhakti both are one and the same. The margam, the path may be different, path may appear to be different, but the goal is what we are speaking about. Whenever we speak about jnanam or bhakti, so it is the goal, not the path. The paths are different. We will see bhakti sadhanani. The next chapter is bhakti sadhanani. Bhakti sadhanas, the whatever sadhana, whatever things will help in bhakti, or sadhanas for bhakti, sadhanas in bhakti. But bhakti as the goal, it is parama prema rupam or para bhakti. It doesn't need any other path, it doesn't need any other help, it itself is enough. And this is the same as what Krishna says as nahinyanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is nothing more sacred than jnanam, tat swayam yoga samsiddha kalena atmani vindati. For a person who is established in jnanam, it automatically, it in itself will give the fruit. That is exactly what Narada is telling here, swayam phalarupata. So the paths are this, in the path, while we are in the path, like the paths are many. Path means like sadhanas, in the path like the, those are many. But the goal is one and the same. The goal is only one. So that is what Narada is trying to tell here, that the goal bhakti, if a person is targeting the goal bhakti, then it alone is enough. There is nothing, no other path required, nothing else required. So whatever path we follow, the final thing will be either term it bhakti or jnanam, it's going to be the same. So that's where Lalita Sahasranama says as bhakti gamya, and it also says jnana gamya, or many other places also like speaks about jnanam. So both are one and the same thing. So here Narada is telling swayam phala rupata, bhakti in itself will give the fruit. So bhakta has knowledge about Ishvara, bhakta remembers Ishvara at all times. So we should never, in the future, we should never argue about which path is greater. Path itself means it is many, but are we a bhakta or a jnani? Oh, tesham jnani nitya ukta eka bhaktir vishishyate priyo hi jnanino atyartamaham sacha mama priyah. So Krishna himself says that jnani is the greatest devotee. My greatest devotee is a jnani. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate udhara sarva evete jnani tu atmaiva me matam. Of the four types of devotees, chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukritino arjuna arto jijnyasu raktati jnani cha bharatarshava. The four types of bhaktas, so one is artha artha arti jijnyasu and jnani. Jnani is the greatest bhakta. So bhakti or bhakta and jnani both are the same. The goal of bhakti, the goal of jnanam is same. At the path level, all this can be different. Narada is speaking about the goal. So the goal of para bhakti. So we don't care, like, yes, some people do care about the path. Oh, how do you travel? I travel by car. I travel by flight. So that's because the goal has to be reached fast or quicker. Think that like all the paths, whatever are there, whether it is by flight or train or ship or bus or walking, all take the same time. Then does it really matter? Like, what do we really care? The goal. Even when we bother about the path, what we are more bothered about is the goal. We are bothered about the path because we want to achieve the goal soon. So everything is about the goal. So here, goal bhakti. Next three sutras that we will discuss now, like Narada makes it very clear that bhakti is one and the same with jnanam. It is the same as jnanam. So then what is previous jnanam? Jnana margam, people learning shastras. So people learning shastras. Shruti shata nigamanta shodakanapi ahaha dhanadi nidarshanena sadhyaha kalushayati chatushpadadhyabhinnan tuagadita gatana patiyasi maya. So Shankara says in Maya Panchakam that there are many people like who give discourses about Brahman, discourses about Ishvara, but still they are not realized. They fall a prey to bondages, they fall a prey to passions. So they are one with animals. That's why Upanishad says as nayamatma pravachinena labhyaha namedhyana bahuna srutena yamaivesha vrnute tena labhyaha tasyeshatma vivrnute tanum swam. So this atman cannot be known through pravachanam or through our medas buddhi or through lot of learning or listening. It can be known only by the person who has a strong desire to realize it. That is bhakti, that is jnanam. Both are one and the same. So bhakti in jnanam, what do you term bhakti in jnanam then? A goal bhakti, it is nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam or anusandhanam is the equivalent in jnanam. So both are exactly the same. So Narada clarifies his statement that bhakti doesn't need anything else. In the next three sutras, not three, but the next one sutra, and he justifies it in the eighth sutra. So next sutra is Raja Griha Bhojanadishu Tateva Drishtatvat. So bhakti doesn't need any other path because it itself is essential, it itself is enough. It has everything in it, it will have everything in it. It's like telling It's like traveling in Madras Mail. So, traveling in a flight. When you are traveling in a flight, oh, let me pack my chair. I have to sit. Oh, let me pack my food. I have to eat. Let me pack my kitchen to cook. Let me pack my bathroom. All those are not required. All those are already there in the flight. Flight means it has everything in it. Bhakti, real bhakti has everything in it. It doesn't require anything else apart from bhakti. Bhakti has everything in it. So three examples Narada gives. Raja, my first example is Raja. Raja means king. Griha means house. Bhojanam means food. So these three examples, like in brief, we'll see these three examples. So the first is king. So Shankara, this is from the Upanishad. So Shankara, in one of his Upanishad Bhashyam, quotes about a person, a prince. So a prince is lost. So we can consider that it's like Kumbh Mela. It's very easy to get lost. Kumbh Mela or New Year is coming. So it's like Times Square. So if you are in Times Square, you are gone. You are lost somewhere and you can't move. You are like pawns in a game, in a chess board. You can't move at all. There's not even space to move. So that's the same as Brahman. Brahman also cannot move. Brahman cannot move because there is no scope for it to move. It is everywhere, therefore it cannot move. People in Times Square, they cannot move because like other spaces are occupied. It's not because they are unlimited. They are limited, but all other limited spaces are also filled, therefore they cannot move. So it's similar in some places like that. You get the person gets lost. So once a person gets lost, okay, oh, these people getting lost is only in worldly affairs. Okay, if we go for retreat, of course, retreat in US, it's not that crowded. In India, Brahmasthanam or even Amma's Ashram, there'll be many times like when we'll go to Amma's Ashram, and then like it will be time to start early morning, like 5 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. So the next day we have to go to school, my parents have to go to office, like whoever comes with us, like in a matador van, minivan, 30 people all have to go to work. So we'll be starting to search. One person would be my father's elder brother. So he is kind of like the jnani. He's like the jnani that Narada says he is not required for bhakti. So things he knows everything, things like he is a great bhakta. So all other time, like till that time, till 4 o'clock, like he'll be outside talking with people. And when it will be time to go, he'll not be found. So we'll start searching here and there. He'll not find. Finally, what would happen is he'll be inside in the stage, sitting there and chanting Lalita Sahasranama. Though he would have been informed that we are starting by 5, you have to come, he'll not come. So it'll even in Amma's place, like or Amrita Varsham, if unfortunately you guys haven't or you weren't part of Amrita Varsham. Amrita Varsham, it was like huge. It's a stadium, huge stadium, like lakhs of people. So if you get lost, that's it. It's like looking at Earth from above, like from a flight. So like ants everywhere. So that's why Amma says, Amma is not just saying that the ego is like it's a very small portion of the universe. She has experienced it. She has flown like to many continents, and not just that. People who come to Amma, there itself she can see like there are many people there. And even when Amma is there, Swamijis will be running here and there, Brahmacharis will be running here and there, people will be searching for other people, some will be enjoying bhajan, some will be singing bhajan, some others will be chit-chatting, some others will be looking at others, gazing. So everything happened, lot of things happened there. All are insignificant, nothing really matters. What really matters? Amma. Remove Amma there, everything vanishes. So what is important? The individual, lot of people doing activities? No, it is Amma. That is true bhakti. True bhakti is identifying that one thing, identifying the main component. It's like my father always uses the example of the processor. So remove the processor from a computer, It's the brain, that's it. Like the computer is of no use at all. So similarly, the processor of the entire world, which is Ishvara. To identify that Ishvara, seek that Ishvara, that is bhakti. That Ishvara is the basis of the entire world. Oh, you are saying that Krishna has insisted that. Aham adishcha madhyam cha bhutanam antayeva cha. So Krishna says, I am the beginning, middle, and end of all beings. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hriddeshe Arjuna tishtati. Brahmayan sarva bhutani yantrarudani maya. So Ishvara is there everywhere. Like he is the soul. He is the essence of everything. So he is the essence. So that is true bhakti. So we can get lost even in Amma's place or in spiritual groups as well. If the group is huge, we can get lost there as well. So the prince got lost somehow. Like we don't know whether the prince was a Vedantin or he was something else. Like we don't know. He got lost and like somebody found him. So he was very young. So he didn't have the. He was not aged enough to know that he is a prince. So like a farmer took him up. So he was like he started growing up as a farm boy. He became a young man. He was thinking that he is a farmer. All of a sudden, the king passes by. He sees this boy, this young boy, and he finds that, okay, this is my boy. Okay, how does he find? Okay, maybe he had a some tattoo or something special. Maybe the nose of the king, something like that. We can assume that something was there. So he is found, and the king comes to him and tells, "You are not a farmer. You are the prince. You are my son." So there was no new king born there. There was no prince newly born. The prince was always there. So similarly is the case with bhakti. Bhakti in itself gives the fruit because bhakti doesn't create anything new. It just makes us realize Ishvara. Ishvara is always there. Ishvara alone is there. Whatever is there is Ishvara. Ishvara alone is there. Whether we acknowledge it or not, Ishvara alone is there. The entire world is filled with Ishvara. Sarvam Brahmamayam. So everything is filled with Ishvara. He alone is there. So bhakti doesn't create anything new. Bhakti just makes us realize our nature, even as the prince realized his nature. There was no new prince created. And in realization, there is no real help from anything external. To just realizing that's it. Similar is the case with bhakti. In bhakti, bhakti alone is enough, nothing else is required. Realization means realizing. So that's the reason why Mahatma say that we can realize at any point of time. As per Ramana Maharshi, the time, like a person enters a dark room and then he switches on the light. The time taken for light to light to move out all the darkness, that time is the time taken for realization. So it is like we are already realized. It is just realizing, therefore it is self-sufficient. So bhakti is self-sufficient. Bhakti itself gives the fruit. It's like the king's case. And the second case is griha. So griha is house. House means like a person goes away from his house. So a person was going away from his house and he wanted to get back to his house. So getting back to the house means remembering the house, that's it. Remembering the house, remembering the nature of the house. Nature of the house here means where it is, that's it. So the path, oh, jnanam, this path, should I take a cab, should I take a bus, it doesn't matter. What is important is knowing where the house is. So similar is the case with bhakti, knowing that the goal is Ishvara, knowing that our goal is to merge on to Ishvara, Atma Nivedanam, Atma Arpanam, that is the goal, that is enough. Therefore bhakti is self-efficient. Bhakti doesn't need any other help, just the goal. And in the house case, like Narada is giving various diverse examples. So the first example was realizing what we already are. Second is that the path is not very important. The goal is what is important. Mix both, then we will find that, okay, The path is not at all required. Maybe path is a little bit important, but compared to the goal, path is not at all important. So, and the third example is bhojanam. So a person feels hungry and then he eats food. So when he eats food, hunger is not really removed by the food. Is hunger like hunger is removed? There is no removal of hunger because hunger itself is not an entity. What is hunger? Lack of food. Eat food, hunger vanishes. We say, oh, my hunger is appeased, gone. Can hunger go? No, hunger can never go because it's not at all there. So similar is the case with bhakti. We are one with Ishvara. Somehow that ignorance has come in. So like bring in knowledge, bring in Ishvara smarana, ignorance will automatically vanish. What is darkness? Darkness doesn't even exist. Lack of light is darkness. So we shouldn't confuse this with whatever Shankara or later Acharya say that ajnanam, bhava rupa ajnanam and all those. This is just an example that darkness, like darkness is nothing but lack of light. Bring in light, darkness will vanish. So similarly, removal of ajnanam, Vedanta, the goal of Vedanta is removing ajnanam. Can you remove ajnanam? No, ajnanam is not at all there. Then what is removal of ajnanam? Jnanam, trying to remember Ishvara, Ishvara Smarana. And for Ishvara Smarana, so removal of sorrow, removal of our painful situation, for which we want to follow bhakti, we want to become a bhakta, that means remembering Ishvara, nothing else is required. So all these three examples clearly show that for bhakti, nothing else is required. Even if something else is required for bhakti, mahatmya jnanam, etc. Mahatmya jnanam is part of bhakti. Something else like, oh, pranayama, masana, etc. are required. That are not very much required. So that's where true bhakti is true jnanam. Bhakti, like, does a bhakta need yoga asanas? No, not at all. Bhakti means remembering Ishvara. Remembering Ishvara, why does a person have to have an asana? A person can run and call the name of Ishvara. A person can sleep and remember Ishvara. A person can lie down and call Ishvara's name. A person can be anywhere, still be a bhakta, still remember Ishvara. Just remembering Ishvara is bhakti. Nothing else is required for bhakti. So once Hanuman like was passing by a particular place and he saw, like he heard a person chanting Rama's name. So he looked around and he found a bathroom. So he opened the bathroom, a person like was like in the bathroom and then chanting Rama's name. And while he was urinating, we can consider it that way, something like that. Something which is not sacred or good. Hanuman hit the person, like slapped the person, and then he came back. So once he came back, like he saw that Rama's face was red, one side of Rama's face was red. And like he asked, oh Rama, what happened? Oh Prabhu, what happened? So Prabhu said, oh, you slapped me. I? What are you telling? Shiva, Shiva, what are you telling? Like, how can I slap you? I have never laid my hand on to you. I have just touched your feet, that's what I have done. So Rama said, remember, like go back a little few moments ago, a person was chanting my name and you hit the person. So that came back to me because he was chanting my name. So wherever it is, it doesn't matter. Ishvara Smarana can be had anywhere. So bhakti is swayam phala rupata. And Narada also like says in the next, he gives the example of the reason for Raja, Griha, Bhojana, etc. So, Natena Raja Paritoshah Shut Shantirva. Yeah. So, in these examples, Natena Raja Paritoshah, there was no new king created, nor Va, or Shut Shantirva, or hunger was removed. So the king was already there. Hunger, like there is nothing to remove hunger. Like hunger appeared to be there, that seemingly appearing hunger had to be removed by food. Similarly, Ishvara is only there. Somehow that has been forgotten, and when that has been forgotten, we just have to remind that everything is Ishvara, so that itself is enough. And therefore, tasmat saiva grahya mumukshubihi. So tasmat, therefore, saiva bhakti eva grahya is to be sought mumukshubihi by mumukshus. So mumukshus should seek to be bhakta. So remember that bhakta means jnanam, tatrapi mahatmya jnana vismriti apavadah. Without jnanam, a person cannot be a bhakta. The more knowledge a person gains, the more bhakti he will have towards Brahman. The more a person has bhakti towards Ishvara, he will know Ishvara's nature as all pervasive. Or however the Shastra speaks, so bhakti and jnanam are one and the same. They are not different at all. So that alone, sa eva, Narada is very clear, bhakti eva, that alone is to be sought by mumukshus. So people who run behind meditation techniques, people who run behind various mahatmas, people who run behind the various techniques like earning money or mind management, peace management, therapy, psychologist, etc. People who run behind all these things in the world, they should think for 1 second and try to understand what Narada is telling. Immediately they will realize that all those are not required, bhakti is what is really required. So all those can be there, but bhakti is essential, whereas all those without bhakti will be of no use. So Amma says that not having Ishvara and having everything in the entire world is like many zeros, like lot of zeros put together. It's like a number, zero, 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 put hundreds of zeros. It still has no value at all. But add a one to the leftmost part, and all those zeros will have value. That one is Ishvara. That one is bhakti. So add that bhakti, life will become meaningful, life will become fruitful. So fruitful is the right word here. So life will become fruitful, right? Will life will lead to anandam, life will lead to peace, which is what we really want. So a mumukshu should seek to be bhakta. So seek to be bhakta means, okay, it's easy, like you just gave the nature of bhakti, but make it more clear, make as to how I can become a true bhakta. Give me detailed analysis of how I can strive to be a true bhakta. So that is why Narada starts the next chapter of bhakti sadhanani, bhakti sadhanas, the ways or like how to get bhakti, bhakti sadhana, means of bhakti, which is the third chapter, which we'll see from the next day. Namaskar.